This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
I think it's good.
Hi.
Hey, how are you? What did you like? Because we were talking.
We're being naughty.
Naughty. I knew you were going to say. I was like, don't say it.
No, I don't know. It actually sounds really.
I just realised, actually, this is stupid because.
Every mic's a live mic, don't forget.
You said it.
I know.
It's 20 past eight, lads, and we're recording the pod. But look, we did it because we felt brave. But now I'm like, today we have an interview at 11:15. So there's actually no fucking point. Sorry, every mic's live mic. There's no point because we could have just done. We've timed it anyway.
But we can prep the interview.
Yeah, we can prep the interview, and
we've got a social video to do for 10+1.
And we can do roly polies on the floor, and I can bounce on the exercise ball.
That's nice.
And maybe I'll go into labour. That'll be fun.
I did see.
I really want the drama of being around her when her water breaks.
Plop. when we were on yesterday's show, we kept saying, because Emma said you had a dream that she was Fiona was going to give birth
to a daughter named Peggy.
Yeah, yesterday.
So cute.
And then I saw on Fiona's Instagram story that you went out for lunch. Was it in Powers Court?
Yes.
And you had a baby. did she give birth?
Yeah, I did. And the baby is 1.5. Yeah. That's my friend's baby, Sadie. Oh my God, she's so cute. And she actually, sorry, this is a positive spin to put on the rain. It was only like lightly raining yesterday, but Sadie would like ball crying if you had any sort of covering on her, like in the
rain,
in her like little buggy. She wanted to like feel the rain on her skin, so we had to take everything off.
But listen, as they say, no one else can feel it for you.
Only you can let it in, baby Sadie. No one else. So feed the. What's the next lyric?
Feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you. Only you can let it in. No one else.
And keep the words on your lips.
Treat yourself with words unspoken. Live your life with arms wide open. Today is where your book begins. And little girl, the rest is still unwritten.
Let's go! David, Fiona in the morning.
Hello there. Hope you're well.
Good morning. How are we getting on?
You know what I love? A non-dinner.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Like a girl dinner or not quite? More like
Maybe it would qualify actually as a girl dinner. Maybe I'm more relevant than I realise.
Oh, come on, you Motson queen.
God, I'm so relevant. No, just last night, you know, when you're like, just don't know if I want that curry
now.
Thanks, though. I'll sort myself in a while. Yeah. So a while later, I went down and had a rumble around. 3 waffles, 2 boiled eggs.
Oh my God.
What more does anyone need?
Nothing.
Honest to God.
Nothing.
Just divine. Couple of bird's eyes in the toaster.
Oh, do you toast them? I know this is a big point of contention.
Yeah, I know. Because I was always just oven them or grill them. But the toaster does work fine. They come out just as good. Why would you not be into the toasting of the waffles?
I've just never done it. And I know like people are speaking out bravely in support of toasting.
What would you normally do? Oven?
Well, these days it's air fryer.
Of course, I don't have one of them.
Oh, do you not? Okay.
I used to have one, and then it was Emer's and she left with it. And I've a meaning to.
That's tough,
I need to
though.
Sort one of them.
I feel like Jack is more of a high class cook, like wouldn't be the air fryer type of man.
He'd
be more of a big
one.
Pot.
I know what you mean. He is that. But also I think if there was an air fryer in the gaff, he'd be like, this is class.
Yeah. No, they're good for the freezer bits. But I'm glad that everyone is normalizing not wanting to eat the meal they prepared.
Oh.
Or like not like, oh, I made a stew for the week, and it's like, I don't want that.
Our Podrick. Podrick does the news here on Spin sometimes, and I did see that, like trying to dig into the stew that you pre-cooked for yourself, and you're like, oh, yuck.
It's like, I hate what I did to me.
Yeah, I don't deserve this.
No.
Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. 10+1 returns today. Catch Michaela or Steve K playing an 11 song in a row rather than 10 spin hits in a row. You win some massive prizes. Apple Watches, flight vouchers, AirPods and the like to go. It all kicks off from 10 this morning.
How are you doing? I was in Dunleary last night by the seaside.
Lovely.
I was doing a bit of warm up for comedian Killian Sunderman, who's doing his new tour at the moment, and he's from Dunleary, so it was
home
his
crowd.
Homecoming gig, do you know what I mean? And it was lovely. It was really fun. I just did my spot and went home. I will see Killian's show, but last night I was like, listen, it's time to go. And he very much understands it as well. He was like, because some comedians will get you, so you'll do your spot and then there'll be a break. Mm. And then they might be like, oh, will you intro me on stage for my part? Mm. But I think he loves to go home himself. Okay. So he was like, don't intro me. He was like, you get out now. He was like, nice. Head off, head away. So on my way home then, I was able to think about like memories I've had from Dunleary. And there was
nice.
Yeah, you know. And there was one that really stuck out to me, because the last time I've been in Dunleary, just out for a walk with one of the girls and her baby, we were outside Happy Out, you know, that cafe.
Yes,
that's
on the seafront.
Yeah, gorgeous, so nice, stunning toasties, and some very, I guess you would consider them cute little birds who hang around and they want your crumbs, and that's fine.
Are you talking about seagulls or cute little birds?
No, no, these are, I don't know how Happy Out have managed it, but they only have cute little birds. None of the seagulls are there. There must be some sort of system. Yeah. They only ever have like the little ones that are kind of inoffensive.
And you're like, I would love to give you some of my crumbs.
Yeah, I'm like, it's grand. You can have them when I leave. I'm not a big bird person for reasons.
I can't
that
say I would be either.
No, no. Yeah. You're going to hear why now. Oh. So then I was casting it back to a good few years ago. I'm going to say this is like 10 plus years ago. I was sitting outside. See, I don't know if it's even still there. And Insomnia, that is like downstairs in the pavilion. Is it still there?
Still there.
Attached to Meadows and Burn. And I was having the iconic combination of, which I still love, an Insomnia hot chocolate. And I think they have this like toffee and apple muffin. Okay. And my friend went to the bathroom. And while she was in the bathroom, obviously Insomnia don't have this cute bird filtering system. I was attacked by a swarm of pigeons. Attacked. I came back. She came back from the bathroom and was like, where is Fiona? Like, I had to leave the table. Like, it was completely overrun with pigeons.
I was in Dunleary last summer, and above there's a Wetherspoons.
Yes.
Obviously, the Brit would gravitate towards.
Of course, it's just natural.
And we were outside because it was a lovely day.
Yeah.
Honestly, as soon as the food came out, we had to run inside.
Yeah.
Because the seagulls.
Oh, the seagulls.
They were,
yeah.
They just got a whiff.
It's interesting, isn't it? So the lovely cute cafe, cute birds.
Cute birds.
The Insomnia brought on the pigeons. Wetherspoons brought on the
seagulls. It's interesting,
yeah,
isn't it? It's funny. How do they, what are they putting in the ingredients? And then I was casting my mind way back.
Actually, quite a lovely mental journey on the way home from DL.
Yeah. You know, I really was with my thoughts. Okay, so where the fear of birds really began was when I was 14. Okay, let's cast back. I was on the family PC in the kitchen.
Oh God, where's this going?
on the dial-up.
On MSN. And it was like during the day, it was like on a Saturday, like my mom was in the kitchen with me as well. And this crow flew into the kitchen, okay, and started rallying around, like pinging off the walls, like on a, obviously
poor thing,
stressed out itself. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And my mom goes, sorry, I can't handle this. And she locked me in the kitchen.
What do you mean she locked you?
Well, she closed the door and she left me in there.
I was about to say, two's locked.
She didn't lock, but like, if you are interested, this is a trauma that I still carry with me. She closed the door. And I don't know why I didn't think, I can just leave as well and we'll let this bird deal with it itself. It was like rallying around. It felt like the birds, you know, that like Alfred Hitchcock movie where like the birds are attacking
everyone. Or that moment with the late and wonderful Catherine O'Hara as she played Moira.
Oh my God,
the
yes.
Crows.
Yes,
the
exactly. Crows. That's exactly what it was like. And I was like, it's just going to be me and this bird now, like for life, like fending for each other in this kitchen. I thought he would never leave, but he was up. Do you know when the kitchen counter, the cabinets, there's like a little like
ridge on top
up there, and I was like, he's just gonna die up there and I'm gonna have to get rid of him. Anyway, he eventually flew away, but new trauma unlocked for me. Well, old trauma, but it's just interesting.
Re-unlocked.
Every time I go to Dunleary, I think of like the organization of birds and the way they have traumatised me over the years.
I feel you probably just should have stayed at the Killian Sunderman gig.
Then I would have had his stand up in my mind
exactly,
and not the bird
and
trauma.
Not the bird trauma. You need to probably go to a therapist about all this,
okay.
Baby.
Right.
Here's Benson Boone, you're on Spin. It's Haven and I run on Spin. Emma, Dave and Fiona with you. And don't you worry, the girly quiz will go ahead today with a very special guest.
Woo! Dwayne Anthony Dugan, also known as Dad of my baby. And they're just his initials as well. So it was written in the stars.
Fiona's husband will be on the show after 8 o'clock taking on the girly quiz, a pregnancy special ahead today. For now though, some really exciting news. The girls are getting back together. Nobody gonna take me high. I must stick with you. Cause it'll be the thing if you're looking at my Pussycat Dolls making headlines. They are reuniting, but, and this is a big but, three of the original members will not be taking part. So it's like a few of the Pussycat Dolls.
The Pussycat kind of.
The Pussycat kind of, yeah. Now, obviously, it would be strange almost to do it without Nicole Scherzinger, because realistically, the Pussycat Dolls was ran by pretty much Nicole Scherzinger. She was the main star and I think made herself that tenfold.
Absolutely.
Probably was the strongest singer, but who knows? Maybe the other girls had a voice like Whitney Houston, but we were never going to get to hear it when Nicole was around. The other members, Kimberly Wyatt and Ashley Roberts, are making a comeback. But about a few weeks ago, we did our big rap battle, and obviously from Buttons, the Snoop Dogg rap.
Yes.
Like Kimberly, Jessica, Kimberly, you're telling me. Karma,
Snoop
Jessica,
is here with us right now.
Kimberly, Melody, you're telling me. Karma, Jessica, and Melody will not be reuniting. I don't have all
but
the...
But Nicole is.
Yeah, Nicole's in.
Oh, wow.
Mm. They had a tour plan for 2020. You might remember this. Naturally, COVID made bags of that.
Yeah.
But regardless of COVID, I think there was some kind of feuding kicking off as well.
I'd say
they
so.
They just can't seem to all get on. And it all comes back, as far as I know, to one person and one person only. And that person, I believe, is Nicole Scherzinger.
Mm.
Anyway, the Pussycat Dolls are going to make a few quid and they're getting back together, and I would be there with bells on is all I can
say.
Oh
my God, same.
Now,
oh, so good.
Other acts, I suppose, who've come back as a lesser than the original, I mean, I had a bit of success most recently, are The Wanted. They were originally a five piece. They've relaunched as a duo now, obviously bearing in mind the late Tom Parker that was part of The Wanted as well, but otherwise other members will not be getting involved this time around. Just recently, founding members, and this is what The Wanted are now, they're known these days as The Wanted 2.0.
okay, because that's how many of them there are.
That's Max and Siva. Is it Siva or Siva? They performed at the Etihad. Did you see that?
No.
They performed ahead of the Man City Chelsea game 3 weeks ago.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I know, and like City were all over this on their website, like talking about how exciting it was for City to have.
When I was in the States a few years ago, I was in Disney World and they were performing in Disney World. There's one of the theme parks called Epcot, and they do like a summer music festival thing.
Okay, cool.
And they were there as The Wanted 2.0, but it was the week before I was there.
Oh no!
So I didn't get to see
you. Love
them.
The Ones, don't you?
They're a bit of me now.
Ah, yeah.
Cheesy British pop.
Listen to this. My universe will never be the same. I'm
glad you came. I'm glad you came. Like peak 2010 pop.
Ah, yeah.
Oh,
you have to have a bit
good.
Of that.
So good. And finally, have we all watched the Take That documentary? If not, go watch it. It's really good. Have you watched it yet, Fiona?
I watched it over Dwayne's shoulder a little bit. He'd be a big Take That fan. So he's gone to Take That on his own and all loads of times.
I found it so interesting. There was so much I didn't know.
There was a lot of like scandal between them and a lot of scrapping and all.
And it was interesting for Gary to kind of sit down with Robbie after all those years and finally hear his side of things. Anyway, the group currently consists of Gary, Howard and Mark, but the original lineup featured Jason Orange and Robbie Williams, of course, as well. Jason Orange, I would argue, probably the more forgotten member of Take That.
No one really remembers Jason Orange apart from his surname.
I never would have forgotten him if I was of age when Take That were around, because he is a hot piece of I was like, who is this man? I would have loved him so much if I was old enough to care at the time. But whatever I said, whatever I didn't mean it. I just want you back for good. What did you say, Callum?
I'll wash your back for good.
I'll wash your back for good. And obviously, finally, a name and a couple more. The Spice Girls did their big tour a few years ago without Victoria. Oh, that was fine. Yeah.
Well,
people
now we know. What was she really going through at that time? What was really happening?
Dancing.
She was getting ready, preparing her dance moves for her son's wedding, perhaps.
The girls were like, she just does awful sexy dance moves on us. Let's not have
on
her
us.
Involved. She loves it, she does. Dancing all over us. Here's Sam Fender. You're listening to Spin. I'm on a treadmill.
It spins fully charged. Recharged.
Sienna Spyro's Dying This Hill on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. In about half an hour's time, you could be €1,000 richer, by the way. We played the tricky 10. If you score all 10 correct, you win €1,000 on the spot. If you would like to play, it's tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Okay, this weekend is the weekend that I've been thinking about for a while. I'm really excited about it. Essentially, my mum and dad, they're away travelling. They're in Australia and they live very close to where my sister lives in Waterford. They're only a couple of miles from each other. And basically, my friends who are from Dublin, they're family friends of ours for years and years, Avian and Blonith and Avian's partner, Anthony. We said, do you know what we'll do? Because the girls are dying to see my sister and everything as well. Mm-hmm. We'll go down and we agreed on this weekend. It suits everyone. And catch up with my sister and have a bit of a wholesome weekend.
Yeah.
And my parents were like, well, do you know what? It's a great time to do it because you can all stay in our house. We won't be there. Everyone's happy. Blah, blah, blah.
Absolutely. So
the weekend's kind of starting to work out really well. My boyfriend Jack is such a legend. He's decided to make batch lasagnas so that tomorrow when we arrive, when everyone kind of arrives at my parents' house, and like the fact that the house hasn't really been lived in weeks, yeah, and there's no groceries or whatever, that we're cooking, he's got all the lasagna mince done and the sauce made. He's going to make the lasagnas tonight. He's such a legend.
Sorry, he's such a king.
I know. Yesterday the place smelled amazing. I was like, what are you doing? He was like, I just think it makes sense to just make batch lasagnas so then everyone's just fed from when they arrive.
Why is he a mother?
Like, I know. I love him so much.
Batch lasagna.
I know. He's class. Oh, I don't know what I did in the past life. I must have been a legend.
You were a legend in the 1700s.
I must have been. Anyway. Then my job tonight is to make not one but two birthday cakes. Now, I must say, ooh, I have never baked in my life.
Oh, have you not?
No, never.
Oh.
I didn't even do home economics.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to give that a good lash.
Okay.
So the reason that we decided on this weekend is we have two birthdays. It's Blonde's birthday last week, and then it's Avian's partner, Anthony's birthday next week, right? It's also Valentine's Day, so I'm trying to like make maybe a birthday cake in a heart shape. But then considering I've never baked before, perhaps that's maybe too ambitious. Anyway, yeah, if anyone has any advice for a first-time baker, what's the most simple thing I can make? Hit me up, please.
I would say, would you consider just buying a sponge and icing it? They'll never know.
Like, really?
Genuinely. I feel
like Lucinda there. Really?
I feel like you're going to lose your mind. It's stressful if you've never baked. All I would say is don't measure by vibes. You have to do the exact measurement they say.
Okay, and can I ask you actually, I can't remember to ask you this. I'll ask you on the air. The old recipe there for the amazing Rice Krispie squares you made a few weeks ago.
Oh, they're so easy if you want the recipe for that.
Hop them over.
Of course.
Is it wrong to make a Rice Krispie squares cake?
No, I think that's perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you just need some sort of heart-shaped mold. But yeah, you could definitely do that. And that's easy.
That's a cool cake.
You can't really go too wrong with that.
Okay, great. So that's the plan. The weekend consists of, as it stands, no pubs, even though I've already seen a message in the WhatsApp group going, the agreement was not a pub weekend. And I had booked the Hot Pod, which is like this little mobile sauna.
Stunning.
That drives around the Waterford coastline. You can book it in on different beaches and blah, blah, blah. So I've booked us in for this initially for 12:30 on Saturday morning. Saturday afternoon.
Gorgeous.
And the idea is you run into the sea, get back into the hot pod, blah, blah, blah. I'm useless, get up to my knees in the sea. But anyway, we'll give it a go. I've already seen a text come in from Anthony saying, any chance we can move that back? It's just the rugby's on at 12:30, 1:00.
God, don't start this,
and
Anthony.
I remember thinking, I thought this was not a pub weekend. But anyway, we'll see how we get on. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fab. It's going to be lovely. Seamus, my dog, is coming. And then Avian and Anthony, their dog is Seamus' sister.
Aww.
So they'll reunite, have a bit of crack, bit of walking, bit of deep breathing, you know yourself.
Love it.
However, I do have some concerns,
okay?
About this weekend as a whole.
In your free gaff.
And if you ever had a free gaff growing up, this will be the second anxiety you're going to feel now as an adult, okay? That's to come after Pink Panthers and Zara Larsson here at Spin.
I'm freezing outside.
Recharged.
Chris R. Larson and Stateside. That's such a grower.
I'm loving it so much. The Sugar Babe sample. Iconic.
Oh my God, duh.
Freak like me. I got a freak in the morning.
Oh my God, that took far too long to land with me.
So good.
It's 7:46 and just after 8:00 we're going to be joined by Fiona's husband. Dwayne is taking on the girly quiz in Dave's absence this week, and we're going to do a pregnancy special on the back of the fact that he's going to become a father in the next few weeks. So that's all around the corner. For now though, I was just saying the weekend as it stands is going to be a busy one. My parents are away, they're in Australia, New Zealand visiting my brother, and they offered up their house basically to me and my friends, because we all kind of were talking about having a bit of a wholesome weekend in Waterford. My sister lives down there with the kids and all the rest, and our family friends, the girls like our age, Avian and Blonid, they're dying to catch up with my sister and all the rest. So this all kind of worked out well. It was Blonid's birthday last weekend. It's my friend Avian's partner's birthday next weekend. So it was like, this would be a lovely thing for us all to do. Get down to the countryside, get on the Waterford Greenway. Bit of deep breathing, bit of wholesomeness. But I'm just saying, I already think the wholesomeness is out the window, because I had booked this hot pod for us all at 12:30 on Saturday, and got a text in the group from Anthony saying, any chance that can we move back? Because the rugby's on and I wouldn't mind watching that. So I don't know how wholesome it's going to be. I'm starting to worry. Anyway, it got me thinking though, I work on Sunday evenings, and I had to book it off because I was panicking the other day saying, I can't be rushing out the door on Sunday because there's going to be three extra bodies in the house. I think my friend, four actually, five including me. And then my friend Niall might come and join us on the Saturday night as well. So a sixth extra body. Now there are four beds, which is fine. We can make it work. But I was thinking on the Sunday, by the time I get all that bedding washed and sorted and the place back in order, because I don't want my parents coming home from holidays, obviously. Now that I'm 32, I'm really considerate of other people. Whereas last time I had a free gaff, I wouldn't give it a monkey's. But I'm like, I need to get all the bedding washed and the beds redressed and stuff. I've got stuff to do. So I was thinking about like the compare and contrast between the last time I had giddiness about a free house versus now. Because back then, after an inevitable house party of sorts, you would have been checking every house plant pot for any remnants of vomit after people had cleared out. Whereas now, you're checking my dad's lovely lawn thoroughly to make sure all the dog's poop has been picked up.
Exactly.
You wouldn't want anything ugly on that lawn.
Parents now.
Exactly. Back then, the bathroom hand towel that looks like it's been through war would need to be removed and cleaned. However, now you make sure to just fluff up the couch cushions to ensure maximum comfort upon your parents' return. You don't want them sitting down in something that's not been well
plumped and given the karate chop.
Exactly. Down the middle. They've loads of cushions on their couches. Back then, I'd be making sure any tell-all rubbish was removed. Hey, you take that home with you, Jason. You take that black bag with you. You take that black bag with you. No, they'll notice everything. I'm telling you, they'll go through the bins, take everything with you. Whereas now it's like, make sure to keep all of the cans and bottles. Make sure they're cleaned and left in the box for the bottle return scheme to give my dad a good kick upon his return.
Whoever saw that coming?
Because he'd be saying, oh, isn't this great? I've loads of bottles and cans to return. I'll make a few quid on the back of their weekend with us.
Absolutely,
in our place.
Minted.
But yeah, honestly, I'm like panicking about the place being spotless for them when they come back.
Of course.
This is aging, darling, I believe.
I was going to say, with the plants, you'll need to make sure no one is taking any snips of any of the plants so they can take them home and propagate them themselves.
Oh,
that's a very 30-year-old activity.
Imagine, I just took an old snip of Jim Nolan's plant.
Mine just took some of that orchid.
Here's Jazzy, you're listening to Spin.
Recharged.
Gemma, Dave and Fiona. I was saying, as someone who has never, ever, ever, ever baked a single thing in my life, didn't even do home economics, this weekend I've promised that I will make a birthday cake for my friend. I don't really know where to start, but Sam was on.
I bake my daughter's birthday cakes every year. And just to save time, I use the Bedicrona cake mix.
But
you just need to make sure that you're preheated the oven and you only put the wet ingredients in when you're ready to bake, because it's like a chemical reaction. If you kind of mix up the batter and then do a bunch of other stuff, you'll have a flat cake.
Yeah, this sounds really complicated. I don't need to do it anymore. There's nothing wrong with those old chocolate fudge cakes you get in the shop for fiber, is there?
Get a sponge and put some icing on it, girl.
Yeah,
honestly.
That sounded awful.
It's very scientific.
I think I heard the word chemical reaction and I was like, nah, you're grand.
Dublin Travel
with Just Eat. Seize the day with delicious breakfast options delivered by Just Eat.
I actually feel sick.
You can do it.
No, it's grand. I'll get her a bottle of something. Happy birthday. It's coming up on 8. What's the story, Alex?
Morning, Emma and Fiona. The crash has been cleared on the M50 southbound at Dundrum. The sword.
1038. Dublin.
In the morning. I like where this is going.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Spin. Your number one hit music station. Let's go!
Hello, just after 8. Hope you're well.
How are you? If I haven't mentioned it 8 million times already, I swapped my car over this week. And as part of swapping out the car, my old car had to be emptied. So I obviously had a bag of clothes for charity that was in there for
months.
I'm going to say close to a year. Mm-hmm. You know, of course. And it was getting heavy. It was like an IKEA blue bag full.
Oh.
So I was like, I asked Dwayne, my husband, I was like, can if I drive up to the charity shop, will you just run in with it? Because it's heavy. Mm. And he so didn't want to because it would have meant he'd have to talk to a person, which is just not his area of expertise at
love
all.
Love that, considering he's coming on the show in the next few minutes.
Oh my
That's
God,
good.
He's so chatty and personable, but it is the bane of his existence to ever be faced with another human. He was like, okay, fine, I can't say no. And he went in like to the charity shop and he had this whole like to-do back and forth with the charity shop lady. He was like, oh, can I drop these clothes off? And she was like, yeah, but why didn't you take me out for dinner the other day?
Oh, and
do you know when you have to like be like, okay, I have to do something funny here yeah. that they'll like, but I'm really like thinking on my feet and I don't think I have the same humor as you, 70-year-old lady in the charity shop. And he was like, oh, well, listen, I'll just go back to the missus and then I'll take you out after. And then, like, the whole charity shop, like, exploded in laughter. And Dwayne was thinking to himself, he was like, that wasn't even funny. But he was like, I'm glad the standards are low in here. And they were like, go on with you. And he came out, like, looking so happy. I was like, that would have died a death. At Cherry Comedy, get tickets to cherrycomedy.ie, but in a charity shop on the Crumlin Road, it does well. So it's just different audiences. Do you know what I mean?
I think if I ever have to do something like that again, I had to get on stage and do a comedy set. That's my next clientele. Get yourself on
get
stage.
Get to the charity shop.
In the charity shop. Guaranteed laugh. It's Harry Styles. Aperture on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. 7:08 on another rainy morning.
It is rainy, but it's not too sad. It's Bring Your Baby Daddy to Work Day. My husband, Dwayne, will be here very shortly. He's going to be taking on the girly quiz. It's a pregnancy special, so let's see how he is going to survive the miracle of birth.
let's traumatize him. A few weeks out from becoming a father.
All right.
He's on the show, obviously, taking on the girly quiz, as V just said, after 8:30. But we'll chat to him in a few. Tricky. For now, though, all the scores this week of 3, which is funny, Elliot, Aoife and Lorraine, all in a 3-way tie with a score of 3. 3 is the number this week. And on to try and take €1,000 is John this morning. What are you up to?
I'm dropping the little one to her nanny first thing on to work, yeah.
Oh, very good. Thank God for that free childcare, right?
It's ideal.
I'm telling you, I can't afford otherwise.
Oh, I know. Shocking, yeah.
Through the bleeding roof. And then where's work, John, after that?
Worked in Blanche.
Blanche, where dreams come true. What do you do in Blanche? You're not telling us much now.
No, I work for eBay.
Okay. Why was that so secretive?
That's great.
All right.
eBay.
I don't know. I just feel like you don't tell these things. I don't know. Whenever you listen to radio, it's like, oh, I do this job. And it's just like, I'm a doctor. And that's it. You know, that's
interesting. We don't have any doctors calling in looking for the fuzzy charge snooties.
eBay are having their moment at the moment, the big sponsors of Love Island.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you be picking out the bits to send into the village, John? Is that your area?
I'm part of the fashion side. No, the fashion's not my thing.
Okay, right, John. How this works is we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock. In that time, we will ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat itself. If you don't know an answer, just give it a guess. It is a number between 1 and 10. After all, any answer will be. But bear in mind, we will only be able to accept your first answer. Now, if you top the leaderboard tomorrow, if no one comes in and beats you, you will win a brand new fuzzy charge snooty to snuggle down and get cozy in. And if you answer all 10 questions correctly, which no one has done yet, we will give you €1,000 on the spot. How do you get on when you play along in the car, John?
Decent-ish, I don't know. But then, when you're doing it, then it's different, you know?
I like the decent, not too sure about the ish. But don't forget, the score to beat this week is 3. We have a 3-way tie. Everyone has scored 3. Elliot, Aoife and Lorraine. 3 in 55 seconds. So that is the score to beat. So if you get 4, you are in the lead. So Emma is going to ask your questions, John. We're wishing you the very best of luck.
Thank you.
Let's do this thing, John. We'll get through them as quick as we possibly can. Take a deep breath. 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. A tricycle has how many wheels?
3.
How many months of the year have 31 days?
Four.
As of 7 a.m. this morning, how many gold medals do the USA have in this year's Winter Olympics?
Oh, God. 10.
Abs Love, Scott Robinson and Richie Neville were all members of which 90s boy band?
Take that, I don't know. Oh, 5, sorry.
What number is represented by the Roman numeral VIII?
8.
Lady Gaga has released how many solo studio albums?
6.
How many letters are there in the word waistband? Waistband.
9.
The letter Z in Scrabble is worth how many points?
7.
How many testaments does the Bible have?
2.
Okay, how do you think you got on there, John?
I don't know. It's harder when you're doing it.
You know? It is. It's hard when you're under pressure.
Let's just top them up there, John.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4.
And would you look at that? He's top of the leaderboard.
Well done, John. You absolutely smashed it. That was all you needed to come in and get, and you did. I'm in a fight with producer Callum here now. But Bye. Come here, we'll get to it. We'll just have a look over some of the ones that caught you out. Okay, how many months of the year have 31 days?
That's a
stinker. 30 days have September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31, except for February.
It doesn't even help.
Like, honestly, by the time you go through that, it'd be next week's tricky 10. Like, so you said 4, the answer is 7.
Next week, here's a little clue. Do how many months of the year have 30 days? Because you can go 30 days has September, April, June, and November.
Like, so that's 5. A bit quicker. Yeah. That's an easier question. As of 7 a.m. this morning, how many gold medals do the USA have in this year's Winter Olympics? You said 10. The answer is 4. Now, for this next one, Abs Love, Scott Robinson and Richie Neville were all members of which 90s boy band? You did say Take That first, unfortunately. But your first numeric answer was 5. So I feel like we could, but anyway,
we do say we have to accept your first answer, but I know that's annoying.
I was like, he only whispered Take That kind of, but anyway.
I didn't even say a number.
I know. No, you said 5 next.
In your head.
Well, yeah, that's just a Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you're in the Hall of Fame for that. And then the letter Z or Z, depending on what side of the Atlantic you're from in Scrabble, is worth how many points? You said 7. The answer is 10. All the rest you got. There was just one question we didn't get to in time, but it doesn't matter. You've topped the leaderboard with 4.
There you go.
All right, done. Man. Lovely to chat to you, John. Mind yourself.
Thanks so
you
much,
too.
John. Enjoy your day.
Pleasure. I will. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. All right. Point of contention there with the Take That thing. But look, it does say in front of us, we got to accept your first answer.
No,
let's
I know.
Let's just check it there now. Abs Love, Scott Robinson, and Richie Neville were all members of which 90s boy band?
Take That. I don't know.
He didn't even finish the words. He said, Take That, no, 5. So I think technically they were both his first.
Take
one.
That, I don't know. So that is a incorrect answer, a pass, and then a number. I hate to be the bad guy, but the first answer was Take That.
He said, no, not but, I don't know.
Let's just be clear. He didn't actually say Take That. He said,
no, 5.
But if someone came on and said, 1, no, 3...
That's different. That's 1, no.
No.
3. He said, take that, no, 5.
I'm sorry, John, but you are top of the leaderboard and you have gone in the Hall of Fame for giving us an answer that isn't a numerical answer.
One sec. Abs Love, Scott Robinson and Richie Neville were all members of which 90s boy band?
Take That, I don't know.
Take That,
no, 5.
I think if you're putting it in the Hall of Fame, you have to put it in as it is. Take That,
no, 5. And interesting that you cut out the bit where he said 5. I'm trying to sabotage me.
Not at all.
If you want to play tomorrow, tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Sonny Federa now. This is Think About Us on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Recharged with Emma, Dave and Fiona. And a reminder, if you want to win some epic prizes, make sure you're with Spin from 10. Steve K and Michaela K is giving you a chance to win by spinning the wheel if you identify when they play an extra song instead of 10 spin hits in a row.
Woohoo! For now though, Dave is not with us this week. He is skiing on the slopes and being very quiet on social media about it. We're wondering what's going on there. But in his absence, we have drafted in for the girly quiz, which is happening very soon, my husband, Dwayne.
You've never said that word normally on the radio.
It just feels a bit much. My husband.
Do you feel when you listen to the show it's disrespectful that she calls you her husband?
Well, sometimes I just don't introduce you at all now and hope people...
I bought you 2 rings and... Thanks. You can't even say the word.
What do you say? Do you say wife in work and
I
stuff?
I say my wife of many months.
My beautiful pregnant wife. Right, here we go. Dwayne, so excited. We're going to do a girly quiz pregnancy special with Dwayne really soon. But for now, obviously, I get to catch up with Fiona on all the intricacies of her pregnancy. I probably know more about it than you do because I ask her all the weird questions because I'm so nosy.
No, I think you're all right. I don't think you're too bad.
I'm like, can I have a feel again?
Is it kicking? Of course, anytime.
Sorry, I'll reword. Is the baby kicking?
That is off the belly. She's wanting a feel of just to...
Can I cop a feel, Fiona? How are you feeling? You must just be so excited.
Yeah, it's like looking at the date now and being like, oh God, it's less than a month. Oh God, it's 3 weeks. And it's like, it's just going to be here soon.
Can I ask, Fiona obviously probably was getting herself ready with her hospital bag. What are you bringing to the hospital?
I've made sure that I have the entire first series of Dream Team, the old TV show, downloaded onto my laptop.
Very good.
My fave.
And just a couple of video games just to keep me busy.
Nice. Okay. Yeah.
I have seen loads of stuff online recently about, like, don't forget your partner's hospital bag. I think you need to bring a pair of trackies and some sort of pillow for yourself. I won't be packing that. So if you can get that organised.
Yeah, pillow. Got it.
Pillow with my video games. Very good.
So obviously everyone makes fun of me on this show for how unorganised I am with everything. The wedding, I was a bit kind of last minute with that. The baby, yeah, I'm question mark prepared slightly. Dwayne has taken a whole different angle on this. Like the things that he has booked in for the week in the lead up to when this baby is allegedly due. You're doing a solo comedy show.
Yep.
You're doing your driving test.
Yep.
For the due date itself, you've booked us in to go to the cinema.
I bought you a ticket as well.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So sorry, you booked a cinema date on the due date.
Yeah,
was just, that like ironic or
just? Well, no, it's for a screening of something that's only on that date, so it's like I wasn't like, hey, let's do
go
something.
See Wuthering Heights on your due date.
Yeah, it's like right. Look, I'll book tickets. Can be good to see if we're free.
Go on,
right.
Tell what it
and
is.
And obviously, if you go into labour, then
you'll leave the pick and mix, and you will leave the cinema building.
Well, no, maybe I'll go, but like,
oh right, you'll go yourself, and you'll come check in with me after 2 hours of James Acaster.
Yeah, with my pillow in the cinema.
Right, very good. Okay.
And it's nice because you'd be in the trackies as well. Like,
you know,
could you be bringing in the hospital bag?
Look, there's not much I can do in the hospital, so I might as well just go to the cinema.
Full license driving test in the meantime as well, or are we going? Are you studying for the what level of
full? Yes.
All right, so you're going to be doing driving lessons, and
famously
not allowed to have any phone on you in a driving lesson.
No,
or be able
exactly.
to take a call. So
What was funny though is that you were on to the insurance people yesterday, and they were like, "And how long has he had a provisional license?" And we had to admit that it's been 7 years.
Yeah.
So
it's been since BC, before COVID. He's been cutting around on this provisional license.
COVID got in the way of it, you know?
COVID's just a state of mind.
You know, I wasn't allowed to do lessons during COVID, so.
So true.
So what was I meant to do?
Well, best luck with the lessons and the test and the baby.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. I think I'll definitely pass the test. Hopefully the baby then as well.
And hopefully we make it to the cinema.
Praise be.
Stick around, a pregnancy special with Dwayne on the Girly Quiz very shortly here on Spin. Doja Cat, Jealous Type on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Are you jealous that I was talking to your husband, Fiona?
I am, and I'm jealous that there's a Fiona female about to consult with him.
Are you a very jealous wife?
Yeah, I am. I'm the jealous type. he's gone, actually, that's why I've sent him for pre-girly quiz poo now. So he has no more talking to any girls until he's back on air. Not allowed.
Poor Dwayne. Well, Bray, I can tell you, Fiona's husband is right here.
It's the girly quiz, makeup and hands and tears. How will Dave do? Really need you.
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Welcome on in. It is the girly quiz. You know the deal. Once a week, myself, Fiona and the women of Dublin, we come together and we quiz typically our Dave on all things girly. Fiona's blushing this morning because...
Scarlett.
Her husband's in the building.
I'm embarrassed. Dave's on holiday, so we had to see who was hanging around the house.
The next best thing.
Yes,
Dwayne,
pretty much.
Welcome to the girly quiz. You have done this before. Obviously, today it will be a little bit different and we will get to that.
Mm-hmm.
Before we crack into this week's girly quiz, I think it's important to say, if there are little ears in the car, we have warned you, okay? The girly quiz tends to go into uncharted waters. This week, with the fact that Fiona and Dwayne are going to become first-time parents in a matter of days, really.
Ah.
This is a pregnancy special. You've been warned.
Yes. All right. Yes, exactly.
Dwayne has two lifelines to help him get through the week.
Yes, you have your Simplify, which can be a 50-50. And contrary to unpopular opinion, Dave was very upset when it wasn't literally a 50-50 last week. It can be a different version of a Simplify. You know, we might like make the answer a bit easier for you. Or, of course, we have our phone, a female. This today, it's Sinead. Hello, Sinead. How are you getting on?
Hi, how are you?
Good, Sinead. Thank you so much for doing this. Did you already think, oh God, from what I've heard about Dwayne, he's really going to need a bit of help this morning?
No, I think he'd be great.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Now, Dwayne, this is usually when Dave asks the phone, a female, Sinead, in this case.
Oh, yeah. So it's like, it's the most awkward question, I think, in Irish radio. It's like, Sinead, are you great at body parts now, are you?
I've got two kids.
There we go. Okay, Sinead's going to walk this. It's a shame you can only get her to help you with one question.
Well, yeah, I was stitched up last time, so I'm actually, I'm out here for revenge.
Stitches might come up in this.
Sinead, if you hang on the line, Dwayne will definitely cross you at some point.
Thanks so much, Sinead.
Dwayne, have you read the baby books?
Oh,
yep. I was saying it's all online these days, isn't it?
It's all online, isn't
it's
it?
It's all online.
And do you know what? We've screen recorded the classes and then we've gone off and done other things. And we've definitely promised to watch
and
them.
And we'll get back to them at some stage.
Yeah, no. When the baby's in nursery, maybe.
Exactly.
On a serious note, how buzzing are you?
It has changed from buzzing to panic in the last couple of days.
Are you starting to just get really nervous?
Yeah. What like, are you panicking about?
It's just like, it's. I don't want to drop it.
I know. I'd be terrified.
Imagine dropping it down the stairs.
I've been asking Dwayne.
I don't think the baby should go upstairs.
No. The baby stay downstairs. I've been asking Dwayne to catch the baby when it comes out, which I think he's a bit stressed about.
Are you actually serious? Are you going to let Dwayne down there when you're?
He doesn't want to go. Uh-huh. He doesn't want to venture where no man ever has before. I think you should have a look. I think the baby should see a friendly face when it first comes out. But he doesn't.
I think
want
my
to.
Face will be anything but friendly.
Oh, it's such an exciting time. Let's do this thing. Question one on the girly quiz with very soon to be dad, Dwayne. Number one. I got to giggle off this. Johnny Cash famously sang about the Ring of Fire. But what does it mean in the context of pregnancy?
Here, what?
You love music, so we've made it relevant for you.
Like,
Johnny Cash famously sang about the Ring of Fire. What does it refer to in the context of pregnancy, Dwayne?
Like, there's no way I can't say, like, what I want to say here. And because also, I'm definitely going to be, like, stitched up from the start here again. Like, are we allowed to reference the bottom? Is that what we're talking about? Is it that literal? Because otherwise, I don't know, are we all gathering around Fiona as she lays there and with sparklers? I don't know.
I don't think you're going to get through this girly quiz without referencing the air quotes bottom. Watch out, whatever you mean in that context, I feel like that's going to come up.
You push the boundaries with what you're like, oh, you're allowed to say those words on radio, and I'm not really sure you are allowed.
This is the girly quiz. All bets are off.
Look, I don't know. Let's simplify it.
Oh, simplify it.
I'm not going to get through the quiz at all.
Okay, let's get this into simplify mode. The question being, Johnny Cash famously sang about the Ring of Fire, but what does it refer to in the context of pregnancy? Is it A, the intense pain felt during the crowning stage of birth?
Oh,
or
no.
Is it number two, the term used to describe the diameter of a baby bump?
Mm.
God, he looks very perplexed. Does he always look like this when he's confused, Fiona?
He looks when he's picturing the Ring of Fire. When he's picturing going down, 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 and the flames going higher.
It sounds
higher.
Like the pain after a really spicy Chinese.
I think that's what he's thinking.
I'm trying to get into the mind of the pregnancy.
That's how far removed he is from birth. He's thinking about, particularly sore shite. Which I suppose maybe it's not that dissimilar.
Well,
go on now.
Sure, if we had some Johnny Cash, we wouldn't be in this problem, huh?
What?
Cash for Johnny's. No.
That was good.
I'm going to have to say it's the first one because I can't imagine the baby bump. I just had not.
You've
sorry.
Just outdone no. all of Dave's one-liners.
We need way. Johnny Cash.
I'm ploughing on because this is making me too nervous. I don't think that you can call the baby bump. You wouldn't call it the Ring of Fire.
You haven't heard that in the midwife appointment.
I haven't heard any of this.
Okay, gross.
Okay, we can confirm that the answer is the intense pain felt during the crowning stage of birth. Well done, Dwayne.
Well done, Dwayne. Very good. Okay, we plough on.
And look, I've also just said bottom. That's the wrong one.
Bottom is fine, I think, in the context of. what else you've said so far. All right, question number two, Dwayne.
Johnny.
Father of my child. How many centimetres dilated must a woman be to give birth?
Oh, it's I think it's five, and I know it's not five.
Right.
That's an interesting good. Way to think.
No, but as in, like, I always say five, but it turns out it's not.
Who do you always say five to?
Who are you talking about?
The lads.
Yeah. Lads?
Down the pub.
Talking about my cervix?
Is it like... Oh, it could be four.
Okay, can you just give me an idea in your head of what you think 4 centimetres is in width? Just give me an idea.
I'll use my hands.
Yeah.
As opposed to...
Okay, so you think that your child would be able to come out of that much room?
That's five, isn't it? Mm. No. That's 30.
Right.
That's a ruler.
Okay. Good to know.
So...
Again, very visual stuff going on here.
Yeah, I don't think a baby could come out of any of these things. So, like...
Well, it's happening.
Not to me, thankfully.
Just to say, your phone a female does have two children if you're stuck.
Look, yeah, I want to get to the end of this. I didn't win it last time, so maybe we'll draft in Sinead now.
Okay. Sinead.
I hope for the best. And
hi.
You're on with Dwayne. Thank you for holding.
No problem.
Okay, the question given to Dwayne this morning. How many centimetres dilated must a woman be to give birth?
It's 10.
Well, way off.
There you go. Hey, not the 30 that you thought a ruler is the size of.
If it was the size of a ruler, Sinead, surely the baby would just fall out.
Be a walk in the park.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Be absolutely.
And if it was
okay,
five,
don't make the laugh that you're giving there. That's it was very suggestive in such a small little bit of noise.
Can I ask you, Sinead, if it was five, it would be like, okay, we need to do a C-section here, guys.
Definitely.
Okay. 10, are you locking in? Are you going to go with Sinead on this?
I am.
I almost want to just disagree with Sinead now because I don't like your attitude, to be honest. But fine.
I've got 2 kids.
All right.
She knows.
Know it all. Come back to me in 6 months when I've run away from
Dwayne,
one kid.
Be very, very careful what you're saying to me.
Sorry, Sinead. I thank you for your help. 10, it was obviously what I was going to say, but, you know, a bit of radio dramatics is
course,
all right.
Of course, that's so what you were doing.
Sure, we'll go with 10.
Final answer locked in. Let's do this thing. Well done, 2 for 2.
Well done,
I'm actually
Sinead.
Sweating.
Sinead, do you have one piece of terrifying advice for Fiona and Dwayne as they embark?
No, it's a beautiful experience.
Don't do it with five as well. That's probably what you're going to say.
Don't do it in five. Very good. I think Dwayne needs a lot more advice than I do. Okay, very good. Thank you so much for that, Sinead. Dwayne.
No problem. Have a wonderful day.
Oh, thanks, girl.
50 euro voucher on the way to you, gal. Thanks, Mill. All right, we rock on.
Dwayne, you're on your own. Final question on this week's girly quiz.
Are you embarrassed? I think you should look at him in the eye for this question.
Look him in the eye. Okay.
Look at him right in the eye.
Dwayne, I don't know, we haven't reached that point in our relationship yet, but now, okay. Dwayne, after giving birth, how long is it generally recommended to abstain from sex?
Abstain from
sex.
Now, I know you said at least 3 years, but that wasn't the recommended.
Right. That's what the doctor says.
I think, is it six? 6 years. Weeks.
6 years.
Let's hope. I think it's 6 weeks.
And
everything seems to be 6 weeks, isn't it?
You know what's really interesting, though, Dwayne? Can I just as
please,
a viewer,
as a bystander, yeah.
It's how little
I'm just,
I know.
I'm just observing that you knew nothing about the Ring of Fire, you knew nothing about dilation, but you're fairly versed in how long.
Quick with
you
the
have
6 weeks
know
on this one.
About thing.
Yeah, you really
you
knew
kind
about
of versed
that.
Yourself on that, which is interesting.
Well, look, Fiona tells me what she wants me to know.
Name
you know?
One brand of baby formula.
I'm concerned about
interesting.
That.
Interesting.
Well, that leads me to believe that could be true then.
What a thing to pick up on based on what we're saying. Dwayne, yes, that is correct.
You absolutely smashed this one on your own.
You dirty stuff, pal.
Dwayne and Fiona, obviously we have Fiona for another while, but mind each other, have the best time, and
I should do a bit more research.
I think you have a bit to do. Yeah.
I'd say just even a few TikTok blogs or something.
Pent it all.
I'll try, yeah, just ChatGPT, what do I need to know?
Dwayne Dugan, thank you so much. And before you go, please remind everyone where they can see you live. You've got a few solo gigs coming up.
Cherry Comedy, Whelan's, every Thursday. And then my own show in Whelan's 2 weeks from today, Thursday to February 26th.
Very exciting. Get your Woo-hoo. Tickets. Dwayne, thank you so much.
Thanks, Dwayne. You gotta get down. On it.
Let's go. With David Fiona in the morning. Hello, how's it going?
Hey.
Hi, guys. I have a bit of insight for you.
Oh, go on.
That I've learned since I've become a football fan.
Oh, more of this. Mm. You're making a show of me every day.
So basically, I have no choice but to get involved in football because it's on in my house 5 days a week and it blares through the house. You try and have a little, like the only place you really get a bit of comfort is in the shower. Even having a wee, you can hear it blaring through the house.
Oh, I'd be taking some long showers.
Some long showers, yeah. But I've realised something that I'd like to share with you all. Mm-hmm. It's no gig being a football manager, really.
Really?
That's
it's
my,
a mug's game.
That's my takeaway. Because you're barely in the door and you're out the door.
Oh, really?
Did you hear that there? Callum's team, Notts Forest, that's their fourth manager in how long?
It's the third manager that they fired this season, so they're looking for the fourth.
And like, would you be arsed?
Look, is there a problem coming from a different area?
Oh, it's definitely the football club.
Do you know what I mean?
But the manager before Sean Dyche just got sacked, so he got sacked in the wee hours of this morning, was a guy called Ange Postecoglou. He used to manage Spurs. Mm. He was in the job at Forest for 40 days. And he'd be paid a couple of million for that.
Well, then it's not so bad.
Well, that's the thing. I know there's uncertainty of where you're going to live or whatever.
Wouldn't suit me.
What? A few days, a few million. See you later. You're on leave for the rest of the year.
Can I have a contract for at least 5 years? I need to know where I'm at. I need to know if I'm going to have a job. I need to know if my dog will get the nice dog food or if I have to go to the Lidl stuff. Like, I need the dog to be fed well. And, you know, I've got a car loan to pay off. I'd be way too anxious being a football manager.
Your dog can get the Wagyu. He was there for 10 minutes and got how much?
A couple of million. With the football money, you'd be sorted. You'd be set for... Go... Maybe not like Shells or something, but go to like Spurs are looking for a manager at the minute. Go manage Tottenham.
I get fired after two weeks.
And a couple of million in the back pocket.
I said something to Jack a few days ago. This was my observation, having watched lots of football. I said something that he didn't know how to answer. It made him feel really uncomfortable.
Go on.
I said, do you think there'll ever be a day where there's a female football manager?
Oh, in the men's league.
And he said,
I mean, there should be.
All women deserve the opportunity to go forth
but
and manage.
Didn't fill me with much genuine hope, to be honest.
Hey, well, Emma, it's your time to step up. Do it for the girls.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Unromantic.
The unromantic corner.
I did consider naming it the men are trash corner, but I thought that might isolate some people listening this morning. Obviously, hashtag not all men, etc, etc. All right, we're in the lead up to Valentine's Day. It's on Saturday. There are some unromantic things happening in the world. Starting off at the Olympics. The only time you'll catch me talking about the Olympics is when there is some sort of viral gas moment, which of course the Winter Olympics have delivered on. A Norwegian biathlon bronze medalist has confessed to cheating on his girlfriend in a post-race interview.
Why would he do that in a post-race interview? How is that relevant?
I think maybe he thought it would be like a grand gesture or something. Ooh. But he's really made a show of himself. Now, the clip is in Norwegian. Okay. But anyone who's not Norwegian listening, don't worry. I'll translate for you, but you do hear the emotion in his voice.
Can I just ask, had he just won something?
He came in third place.
France, that's
right?
Okay.
Okay, and this was a
Norwegian. He got a medal.
Yeah, this was a Norwegian newspaper that was interviewing him, or a publication, whatever, being like, oh, well done, and whatever. And he was kind of like, thanks to my family and thanks to whoever. But he was like, but also, 6 months ago, I met the love of my life, the world's most beautiful, sweetest person. And 3 months ago, I made the biggest mistake of my life and cheated on her. It's like,
what?
You didn't wait long into the rally. Like 3 months.
You're in the honeymoon stage.
Keep it in your bleeding pants. And what's worse is his team person,
yeah,
for also from Norway on the same team as him, actually won gold in that race. Mm-hmm. So it's like you completely stole his thunder by talking about your ex. Apparently the ex has been contacted and she's appeared unmoved by his remorseful comments on TV.
She appears unmoved.
Unmoved.
Is so perfect.
Unarsed. She said, it's hard to forgive him, even after a declaration of love in front of the whole world. I didn't choose to be put in this position and it's painful to have to endure it. We've been in contact and he's aware of my feelings about this. AKA, shut up.
Yeah.
You absolute sap. Very good.
Good on her.
Yes, we move on to Hollywood, the hills. And apparently, Zayn Malik never loved Gigi Hadid.
That was awful. I didn't like seeing that.
No, me neither.
And you know
what?
There was no need to say it.
That is exactly
it. You can think it all you want, Zayn. Don't say
it. It's like, hey, do you know what? Sometimes, Zayn, shut the hell up. Let's have a listen.
You said in an interview that you don't know if you've ever truly been in love. Do you still stand by that?
Yeah, because like my understanding of love is always developing, you know? Just to say this on record, I will always love G, because she is the reason my child is on this earth. And I have the utmost respect for her. I will always love her. Oh, I don't know if I was ever in love with her.
Hey, sometimes say less. Do you know what I mean? And it's very like, oh, my ex was the most beautiful woman, supermodel icon in the world. So it's powerful to me to come, it's powerful for me to come on, call her daddy and say, oh, I was never really in love with her.
Yeah, totally. He did say somewhere else in that interview as well. I'm not sure if it was just lust rather than love. I was like, can you imagine hearing your ex fella say that? Don't know if I just wanted to bit of you. I don't know. I just think it didn't need to be said. He tried to cover his backside by saying, I respect her and I do love her and whatever, fair enough. But just leave it out, man.
Do you know what's the real kicker? I hate stuff like this. He said, if I had loved her, I would have been a better version of myself. Shut up with that.
Stop trying to make her feel bad for you not loving her and then trying to take away the responsibility of your own behavior.
Not giving pillow talk, Zayn. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right? Because that's his song.
My Ella.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Okay. We're not huge fans of Zayn here. But anyway, okay, finally. This always comes up around Valentine's Day, and it's good if you have an ex. I've been saying for a while, it's breakup season. Not every love story gets a fairy tale ending. Galway SPCA know that. And for Valentine's season, you can neuter your ex.
Sorry?
You can get a feral cat named after your ex if you pay €30. The Galway.
Oh, thank God! I was like, that sounds illegal, Fiona. You can't be saying
no. Don't worry.
On air.
No. It's all good, and it's for the good of animals. They will name a cat after your ex, and they'll neuter it for you for just €30.
I was like, what kind of weird stuff is going on the show this morning?
No, it's very good. It supports vital cat welfare work, reducing overpopulation and improving the lives of feral cats in our community.
So you can neuter a feral cat and say, and call it like Johnny.
Exactly.
That's excellent.
Exactly.
That's very smart.
If €30 is a bit steep, for €5, a feral cat will receive parasite treatment in your ex's name.
So it's win-win. Sorry, that's so legendary. What's the name of the place again? Galway
SPCA.
Oh, make that a whole thing.
Go
at
on.
All
good
times.
Lass.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Guys, as a girl who doesn't really take care of herself, I'm having a big week in the world of beauty. I know, I pop me spots.
Wow.
No, I got my hair done yesterday. I was saying on the show how nervous I was because it was the first time I was going to be sitting in a hairdresser's chair for a year to the week, actually, this week, last year, the last time. Bit traumatised because so much came off it last year. I love my hair length. Callum!
Can I say absolutely no change?
Well, she is wearing a hat all day.
Well, and I can tell that Emma's got her hair coloured.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got face framing, which means I got like a meandering of little highlights just around the front. Do you want to see?
So you got some baby lights, I would say.
But they're just
absolutely
around the front.
Gorgeous.
And the length is, I would say, the
careful,
same.
Careful.
I would say a lot shorter, Fiona, no?
I think it's shorter.
Yeah.
Am I saying a lot? I'm not saying that.
I'll tell you
but
how,
it's shorter.
How I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before it would cover the whole boob, now it's just sitting on the nip.
Well, maybe your boobs are getting bigger. Maybe you're pregnant.
Big week for beauty. Got them done as well.
The anxiety about the haircut was everything, but no. Getting implants, that's chill.
I won't even mention that in the show. Just want to talk about my haircut. But anyway, all went well. Met the loveliest hairdresser ever. She got the vibes. She knew the story. She probably was desperate to take another 6 inches off it, but said, fair enough, I'll do what I'm asked to do here, I suppose. With the baby lights, after she checked them, I was like, oh, they're lovely and blonde. And then she was like, nah. She kind of made her own decision. And it was probably the decision that was the best for everyone involved. She said, no, I'm going to put a toner through that. And I said, no.
You wanted them to be blonde?
I was kind of thinking, oh, that looks kind of nice. She was like, she said, gave me a lovely compliment. She said, your hair colours, your natural hair colours, way too nice to be messing around like that. Let's tone them way down. Anyway, it was a great experience. Big shout out to Face Framing Highlights.
Yes.
In and out in 2 hours. And an hour 40.
It makes such an impact, but like you don't have to spend much. I love when hairdressers give you such a random compliment like that.
Yeah.
Like I remember I got told before, your hairline is so nice for putting highlights in.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, you're scraping the bucket with that, but thank you.
I remember being told once by a nail tech, you've got a lovely nail bed. And I'm like,
that's
a huge compliment.
You kind of explained what like the colour that you put in, but face framing, can I just ask, it would be a great girly quiz.
Girly quiz, that's what I'm just thinking.
Write that down. But so that is, so it's cut to compliment your face?
No, actually we're talking about here, the face framing is the highlights. So the only little highlights that I have are around the face. There's nothing back here.
I see. So it's like it's put a frame around the face.
Yeah, it's exactly. A bit of brightness around the face.
You'd have face shaping for a cut, where you might get a little fringe or bangs, whereas this is just like the only highlights in my hair right now are around the face.
I was clued into a lot of this stuff, but clearly.
Lot to learn.
I only learned about face framing yesterday. Big week for beauty. then my phone worked out, went off. Guys, can I just recommend, get yourself a best friend who owns their own beauty businesses, because you get so many perks, right? Mm. My friend Aven and Blonith, they obviously have Beabelle, but they also have a beauty clinic, Caldora. It's in the Ashleaf. I will give it a ruthless plug. Girls in business, go good on them. Mm. Aven messages me yesterday. Are you free tomorrow at 4 o'clock to get a free laser? And I was like, what do you mean a free laser? She was like laser hair removal. And I was like, what do you mean free laser hair removal? And she was like whatever you want, full body, whatever. Whatever you want to do. And I was like, why is it free? And she was like, we need someone in for training. It won't be filmed or anything. We just need like to train with the machine.
Sounds like a backhanded compliment.
Filming Emma.
The arse. Emma's really hairy, so we need to laser her.
I have a hairy mate, don't worry. She'll work for like 3 students.
Oh my god, you turn.
Start at the top and work our way down. We'll be there all day.
I was not expecting that reaction. I thought you were going to say, I'm so jealous. Well done. No, she's.
No, you're so hairy.
I really haven't done myself any favours.
The back alone will be there all day.
Just focus on the left arse cheek. You'll get loads of experience. Here's Tyler and Chanel at Spin.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
So many brand names getting shout outs in song lately. Lately, aren't they? With Prada and everything with Ray.
Dior. Is she saying they say love me and pull me Chanel?
I don't know what she's saying.
Or call me Chanel.
Maybe it's call me Chanel. Callum's going to look up the lyrics there now. Callum, what have you got for us?
You say you love me, you ain't put me in Chanel. So she is saying, you don't love me because you haven't put me in Chanel.
She says it very quickly.
Yeah. So she's like, I need you to have loads of money to spend on me, kind of a thing.
My fella ain't put me in Chanel.
My fella's never put me in Chanel.
Big fan of any song that gets the word Mandem in.
Shout out the Mandem.
Amen. It's 9:27. Welcome on into the a second at the cinema. This is the game that you hear a singular second of a full length movie. And believe it or not, every week, you know, week after week, you manage to guess the movie correctly.
These are very good.
Yeah, you're absolutely brilliant. Wuthering Heights, that's on my list to see at the moment. Apparently, devastatingly sad. Lots of crying.
Oh, really?
A lot of people crying after.
Really? I see it's getting slated, but I'm 100% going. I think just haters are slating it.
People are going to be like that about such a classic novel.
I know, people need to get a life a bit, I think. Like,
just enjoy it for what it is. Obviously, The Housemaid really big at the moment. Yep. Hamnet really big at the moment. You could win your way to the cinema on us this morning if you manage to correctly identify this movie. Am I right in saying, Callum, you picked this?
Yes, I've picked this, and it's been inspired by two things. One thing I'm not going to say because it'll be very obvious, but the second thing is because it's really rainy at the minute. I used to watch this film in school loads during wet break. So when it was raining... Yeah, that's actually very horrible.
Why did they have to call it that?
Yeah, so when it was raining at break time and lunchtime, we'd have wet break.
And then,
and they put a film on.
Don't say
and this would be one of the films that would be. It's not a kid's. Well, it kind of is. But just take a listen from the clip. You might guess what it is.
Fiona's gone red. Well, I say it really slowly. Wet break.
That sounds. It could be so many things.
It also used
other
to
than
be called.
Kids going inside
it was wet
it
break or wet play.
Ew. What? What kind of school is this? Play the clip.
Playtime is break time.
I am sickened.
Feel the rhythm.
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 I think I know what it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhythm.
The film is from the 90s. I'll give you that.
Oh, I don't think I know.
Oh, I'm delighted when Emma knows it. No, it's not.
What's did you think it was him?
I thought it was Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Feel the rhythm. No, that's a bit too modern for that.
I just imagined the background sounds there felt very old school to me.
Feel the rhythm.
Oh, yeah, but that's not giving truly
Chitty
scrumptious.
Chitty Bang Bang.
I actually think that neither of you would have seen this. I would
it's a bit boyish, is it?
I'd put a grand on Dave knowing what it is.
I'm sure you would.
Oh, I don't have a grand to put on it.
I don't have a clue, but I like the story attached to it.
The wet breaks and the wet play.
Feel the rhythm. But
not when you say them. But I like thinking of like little Callum going inside and the TV being rolled out and him being delighted.
Oh, so thrilled. Imagine him now. He'd be organising all the seats being like, sorry now, little Sophie, but your little pigtails in my eye view.
Oh, I had a clipboard when I was seven.
Imagine.
Came out the womb with a clipboard.
All right, get in touch if you know what this movie is.
Feel the rhythm.
You could win your way to the cinema. Emma, Dave and Fiona. Callum picked the movie this morning for a second at the cinema. This is where, through a single second of a film, you try and guess it correctly. And if you do so, you'll win your way to the cinema. No idea between myself and Fiona, to be honest with you.
And I feel like we're missing something, a huge cultural moment.
It sounds like this.
Feel the rhythm.
Feel the rhythm.
Feel the rhythm.
All I need is a rhythm divine. Is it Enrique Iglesias?
No.
Of all the songs that mention rhythm, I feel like that's a deep cut.
I was saying
a dancer.
That this film was big in my childhood. We used to watch it in school when it was raining at break time and lunchtime, and we called it Wet Break.
Thanks for saying that again.
Between Wet Break and the use of the word naughty in England, it's very strange.
No,
here we go again.
Feel the rhythm.
On to play this morning is Natalie. How are you?
Girls, how are you? I'm good.
Good, good. All right, you think you know what that clip is?
I do, yeah.
Okay. Oh, the confidence.
Have
like
a listen one more time just to be sure,
Feel the rhythm.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme. Get on up. It's bobsled time.
Oh, no way. Let's check.
Feel the rhythm.
Oh my God, go on, Natalie. Very good. I've never seen it. I know people absolutely love it, but I've never seen it.
Yeah, Natalie, you're
missing out.
I've got to watch it.
Tell us the synopsis of the film. Go on.
It's a Jamaican team that are trying to be bobsled team.
Of course.
And I think it's John Candy that's in it. It's a brilliant film.
Yeah, for the Winter Olympics. Obviously, the Winter Olympics is on at the minute. That was my second clue. I couldn't tell you that.
No,
it
would have been a bit too obvious. Very,
obviously, like this film was wheeled out all of the time. It was like such a peak 90s kind of film.
That
I actually think
so
like
cute.
Disney may have been behind it. Yeah, it was a Disney film. It was so good.
I definitely want to watch it. You've won your way to the cinema. Is there anything you want to see at the moment? Have you seen Wuthering Heights or Hamlet or anything yet?
I haven't seen any of them yet.
Okay,
no,
oh, very good. Okay, so you've your pick of the cinema. Very good.
Enjoy and thank you so much.
Thanks, Natalie.
No worries, lads. Thanks very much.
Bye.
Cool Runnings, a movie that I've never seen. I can't believe it.
Me neither. Many texts in for that.
Yeah, massive. Louise was on.
Great film. Watched it loads when I was younger. I actually only recently watched it with my kids and it didn't hit the same.
Really?
Oh, no, don't say that.
I hate that.
Why would that be? Has it not aged well? Or
no, I think it has. Maybe it was just like, you know, when you're younger, it's a bit more exciting than you watch it. It'd be low budget as well. It was the early 90s.
Yeah, the youth of today don't appreciate it.
Yeah, there's no explosions or Avengers, so.
Oh, stop, for God's sake. I hate that when you are like watching someone watch a film and you're like, watch this bit, watch this bit, and they're just not interested. It's devastating.
It's so sad.
The movie has to be Cool Runnings.
One of the greatest movies ever, Cool Runnings.
Too obvious, Callum, too obvious, Cool Runnings.
Feel the rhythm, feel the ride, get it up, it's bobsled time.
Cool Runnings!
Oh my God, okay.
Wow, it's bringing the people together.
Fiona, when we're taken to the bed today separately, we know what we're doing.
Absolutely.
We're watching Cool Runnings.
Yes, we'll
press play at the same time. Okay.
It's in the film.
Yeah. All right, whatever.
Wet break.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go. Hello, welcome in to everyone's favourite part of the show where I get to talk about whatever I want. Thank you very much.
Feel like we sound like such children? This is my favourite part of the show because it's my thing.
Well, I'm the only one who's saying that. So say what you really think. Irma. No, I know. I am like, how else do I rebrand this? But it is what it is, girls. Until it isn't. Come here. Obviously, we've been talking a little bit this week about the Bad Bunny Super Bowl performance.
Yes.
We were talking about the grass performers and we were saying they got paid something
$18 an hour or something.
So a little bit stingy, not the best. But don't worry, one of the performers is making his money back. He is selling his Bad Bunny Super Bowl grass costume for $5,000. on eBay.
Oh my God, no way.
Yes.
It's amazing that they even got to keep them. Although I'm not sure what else Bad Bunny would need them for.
Yeah, I don't think he'd be like, here, give us that grass. Now, I do fear this looks very fake. Bad Bunny Super Bowl halftime grass official costume with arms. But like, it's only got the tiniest bit of grass. Like, I mean, considering that their whole bodies were completely camouflaged.
Maybe they took the extra grass back.
For themselves?
Maybe.
Oh, you think like big Super Bowl took it back?
Yeah, probably.
Maybe. But I don't know. And someone in the comments has said 1 out of 400. Like, it's not that rare. It's not worth $5,000 because there was 400 grass performers.
Mm.
But like, I mean, the sheer amount of grass that was on these people and the tiny amount of grass that's being sold.
It would be a great Halloween costume.
I think people can make that themselves though. Like, if
our
you're,
grass
if you're
isn't
like,
that long over here, Fiona.
But if you're like, no, I actually have the original grass, people are going to be like, okay, we don't care. Like, you know, it's just going to be such a flop money. And then you're $5,000 out.
I'd be trying to sell it as well.
Would you?
I'd be asking for $10,000.
Do you know Bad Bunny doesn't get paid for that performance?
I know, yeah, it's
mad. So it's crazy.
Yeah.
So maybe he'll buy it.